You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the rate of coronavirus case growth is minimal, signifying positive progress and a step towards easing restrictions. Australia's death toll has reached 76. A Senate inquiry into the COVID-19 response began today, with the first public hearing being told Australians are concerned about the contact tracing app. The National Cabinet is meeting again tomorrow, and the federal government is expected to provide an update on transmission rates. Mr. Morrison says the community can't be complacent, even with good figures, as the country fights the disease and battles to save the economy.
We are on the road back, and that is demonstrated by the measures that we've already taken. And we're on the way back to a COVID-safe economy as well, which is what we have to achieve. We are building the protections for this COVID-safe economy.
Australia has recorded just 12 new coronavirus cases, with signs showing the country's suppression strategy to stop the disease is working. The national death toll from COVID-19 has increased, with another aged care resident who tested positive losing their life at Newmarch House. National Cabinet has also agreed to launch a real-time information system to monitor intensive care beds at hospitals. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Nick Coatsworth says Australia isn't aiming to eliminate the virus, but that could happen in states with no new cases.
Eradication, which basically means that in a geographical area there are no reported cases, or you've effectively eliminated coronavirus from a geographic area, could be an outcome of an excellent suppression strategy.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has outlined measures for the economy, welcoming a move by the big four banks to set up a hotline for businesses who are struggling to cope ahead of the first payment of the government's $130 billion wage subsidy scheme. The scheme is due to be rolled out in May, and some businesses have raised concerns about cash flow prior to their first payments under the scheme. Mr. Frydenberg says the banks will provide an extra level of support through the dedicated hotline.
They have agreed to set up, each of these four major banks, a dedicated hotline for their customers to call to receive the bridging finance necessary to pay their staff ahead of receiving that money under the JobKeeper program.
International students enrolled in medical courses will be able to work more hours than usual during the coronavirus pandemic. The federal government is relaxing the 40-hour per fortnight work limit in an attempt to boost the number of health and disability workers, having done the same for nursing students last month. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says it makes sense for 8,000 international students already employed in aged care and disability sectors to do more hours. The rule changes only apply to international students in those sectors already in Australia and currently employed. Meanwhile, Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the National Cabinet, which is meeting again tomorrow, is continually weighing up the risks and benefits of changing other restrictions currently in place.
Certainly some relaxation of the size of small groups is possible. There are a range of measures that they've asked us to consider, things like community sport, some retail measures. All of those things will be in the mix, but we have to weigh up the public health risk versus the benefit to society and the economy.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she recognises this year's holy month of Ramadan will be even more challenging because of the COVID-19 restrictions. She says the month is about sacrifice and family, and this year, more than ever, that sacrifice will really test everybody.
I say to our friends in the Muslim community, please, please respect the restrictions during this time. I know it's so difficult for you, but even having members of extended families going to other households of extended family members is a high risk in spreading the virus. We just can't allow it to happen.
The Northern Territory is holding an emergency sitting of Parliament on Friday to introduce harsher penalties for offenders who disrespect police. The Territory has recorded 28 COVID-19 cases, and it'll convene Parliament to pass legislation related to health responses for the coronavirus pandemic. Health Minister Natasha Files says it's sad incidents such as coughing and spitting on workers have occurred where people have acted as if they have coronavirus.
And that will reach to all workers. We acknowledge our police officers, our paramedics, those working hard, but also those in retail, pharmacy assistants, for example. So that legislation will provide protection to them.
The Crisis Support Service Lifeline has been dealing with 20,000 calls each week, with more reports of isolation and loneliness during the coronavirus pandemic. Lifeline had its highest number of monthly calls, totaling 90,000 in March, and its biggest ever response on Good Friday from people seeking support. The charity's Brent McCracken says volunteer numbers have been boosted to answer calls of people who are struggling to move forward in their lives.
I think we're seeing numbers which suggest that more and more people are calling us who wouldn't have traditionally called us. And that's not surprising. Many people are facing circumstances that they could never have envisaged being in. So losing their business, losing their job, finding themselves without other people around them.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language, sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.